Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've been having this conversation, and we need to continue having that conversation. That is about the compulsory nature or mandating vaccines. We know that Discovery were the leader in this. They came out and said that their staff are mandated to get vaccinated if they intend coming to work. Joining us this morning is Advocate Tsilisa Tipanyana, who's the Chief Executive Officer at the South African Human Rights Commission. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning to you and to listeners.
A very complicated one, and I think that most businesses are keeping a very close eye on this, trying to figure out what is the best way forward. We were meant to speak a little bit earlier to COSAS. We didn't manage to do that because they came out with a statement saying that students would not be, they would not support students being vaccinated on a compulsory basis. Where does the South African Human Rights Commission stand on this?
Yeah. Look, our position is very clear that, you know, Section 12 of the Constitution provides for a fundamental right to bodily integrity, and also that people should not, even be subjected to medical experiments without their consent. On the other hand, you know, there is a massive health problem in our country due to COVID-19, and clearly there is no doubt that the vaccines, you know, do contribute positively. They minimize death, they minimize the level of sickness, and therefore that being encouraged by the Commission as one of the most effective ways of dealing with COVID-19. And therefore our position is that, you know, while at this point in time there is no general law of application which forces people to be vaccinated, we are quite aware that, you know, Department of Labor has issued a directive, providing guidelines as to the extent to which employers can, mandate vaccinations at the workplace. However, you know, we're still quite concerned as to the constitutionality of this directive. We have engaged with the various government departments, including the Department of Labor. So I guess, you know, it's going to be a matter of the balance, you know, between the rights to health and the rights to bodily integrity, but also, you know, the impact this will have on our country and the economy. Mm. So we're engaging discussions with the relevant people to see exactly what will be the position. But we are very clear that rights can only be limited by a law of general application which will meet the requirements of Section 36 of the Constitution.
How does this differ, though? When I wanted to go to Zambia for the first time, I was not allowed into the country unless I had a yellow fever injection, for example. I had to have my card and I had to prove that I'd had that injection. How does that differ from saying, well, if you want to come into our work environment, you need to show us that you are vaccinated?
Well, it does not really differ as such, because, you know, there has to be a law. So there is a law which requires you cannot get into those countries without being vaccinated, you know?
If the law is passed and that law is considered to be unconstitutional, it'll be struck down. That's why we have the Constitutional Court, right?
Yeah. So there has to be a law which has to be passed, which will limit that right in terms of Section 12 of the Constitution. And this is where the debate is, whether the directive of the Department of Labor, the one of June 2021, whether that actually constitutes a justifiable limitation or not. So we'll either have to go to court to settle those issues, or, you know, the government, parliament then must pass a very clear law. So even in government departments, as we speak, there is no single government department which has imposed mandatory vaccinations, despite the directive of the Department of Labor. They're still toying with these issues. Well, the president was in parliament last week during parliamentary questions. It made it very clear. So there is a little bit of confusion in this country as to exactly what should happen. But certainly where the commission will support, you know, and still support the need for much higher levels of vaccinations. And maybe even we're at that level, we would not even be having this discussion. Isn't it?
How do we treat the other vaccines in South Africa? In other words, the polio drops or MMRs or all of these types of vaccinations. How is that treated? Because I think at some point parents don't really have much of a choice but to vaccinate.
Yeah, those then become, you know, requirements of the education department or health department. But if you look at the National Health Act itself, very clear that no one should receive medical treatment against his or her will unless that that treatment is required and it's also supported by laws and other applications. So let's say, for example, you have those certain forms of TB. Those even require mandatory disclosure. I think for me what's really important is the country, especially the health professionals and the legal professionals, we need to sit down and be very clear as to how do we go about this thing. Otherwise, then, let's go to court. Let the courts make a ruling if there's confusion.
Mm. Do you think that a company like Discovery jumped the gun, or do you think that they maybe did this deliberately to create a baseline on which other people could work?
Well, you know, the National Health and Safety Occupation Act does require the employer to create a healthy and safe working space. So I guess people are using that to say, okay, then it means then we'll require people to be vaccinated in order to make sure the workspace does meet the requirement. So the issue then is, does that provision itself constitute a limitation of a fundamental right, you know, or not? And so I guess the companies like Discovery and others are engaging to this thing. Now, when we had a meeting with the Department of Labor, they told us that no, there's actually an agreement at MedLife about this directive, but it looks like now the unions are now opposing it. We're part of the discussion. So I think it's really a very controversial and emotional issues which require, you know, a much more firmer commitment at the same time and understanding. But also, we have to be very smart about it. You know, I mean, at this point in time, we're talking about, 30% vaccination rate. So how then do we best handle this? It's a social issue which has to be handled in a proper manner. But at the same time, you know, it's very clear that we need to get out of this mess and we need to get more people vaccinated.
Absolutely.
In order to be able to deal much better with COVID-19.
What's interesting to me is when I put a marketing hat on is how would we get people vaccinated? And if you look at mandating it versus encouraging it, creating campaigns, I wonder which is the more effective. The problem with mandating it is that you automatically are going to encounter resistance because people might not be comfortable with the principle of it. Whereas marketing it and encouraging it will work better because in some ways, but at the same time, it doesn't show the seriousness of it. What would your approach be to this?
Well, I mean, I've always been supporting a much more aggressive but positive approach. I mean, look at the e-toll. What is that?
They passed the
law saying people must pay e-tolls.
Yeah, and then no one
being
did.
One of the biggest disasters.
Absolutely.
And I think we've not done enough in this country. You know, let's use the role model, you know, who was supporting vaccination, so that people will then appreciate that, you know what, these things do work. And I don't think we've really done enough as the private sector, as government, as academics, you know, to show this. So what you are seeing now is the beginning of a backlash. You say, well, if you don't have a vaccination card, we'll bar you from the courts. And that, by the way, we intervene in that matter. That was just an agreement in the court, not a general application that, you know, in future people will be barred from going to court if they don't have vaccination cards. So you see, we need to come up with much more positive stories to encourage, because clearly, the higher levels of vaccination in this country, the better we can do in dealing with COVID-19 and its impacts.
That's unfortunately where we do have to leave it. It's a fascinating conversation. Mandate or market? That's really what it comes down to. Advocate Itsalisa Tipanyane, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Human Rights Commission, weighing in on the subject, is if it's constitutional or unconstitutional to force staff to vaccinate.